There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And now, more Free Talk Live, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, 2015 edition of the program, or the 2015 edition of the Pork Fest. It's not the 12th time we've been here, but it is the 12th event, and we've had the pleasure of broadcasting live from Pork Fest since 2007. So we've been here for a lot of the Porcupine Freedom Festivals. We've seen the growth of this event into blossoming into a very large event with over 1,500 people expected to be here this weekend. I talked to Crosby. He's the owner of the park here. There were rumors that he'd sold the place. Those rumors are not true.
Unfounded.
And I asked him, you know, how are things going so far for reservations this year compared to last year? He says we're about on par. So it sounds like it's going to be as big, if not larger, because, again, people will show up here who have not reserved in advance. They'll just show up and they'll want a campsite. Now, what I understand, there's very few the RV sites remaining. I don't know how many of them, but that's all they got left. They have like regular campsites. Those are all sold out.
Yeah, so hold on. You keep on. You're always specific about the RV sites. And yep. The fact is that people
don't need an RV.
They're campsites, okay?
But they're just
campsites
for an RV.
That have the ability to have an RV on them.
Right. There's not
so
as many
makes,
trees.
When you say it, it makes it sound like, oh, well, I can only come if I have an RV. No.
I will usually promote that, you know, you can throw down a couple tents on one of these RV sites. So it's not too late for you to get up here. You'll have to get your tickets at the gate. Just go to porkfest.com, learn more about where to come, and we're going to be here all week long, porcfest.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. More to come about Reason Magazine being put under threat with a gag order from a court demanding they not reveal the fact that they had been told to reveal the users on their website. Let's go first to John in Oklahoma. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I know it's off today's show topic, but I listened to yesterday's podcast, and you guys were talking about the body cameras on cops.
Yeah.
Police cameras.
Yeah,
and up until April, I was a police officer here, and I actually was one of the guinea pigs that the department used to test and evaluate one of the body cameras. So, I just thought I'd give you guys some insight if you had any questions on it.
Yeah, I mean, tell me what your experience was, and was it the Taser brand or was it a different one?
Yeah, it was a Taser brand that we used. And
what it cost?
The price point, I don't remember. I was in the presentation, but they have several packages they offer, and it can get expensive because they'll offer the department like the camera, and it comes with some accessories. You know, you can mount it on your head, on your uniform, or different places, and then they'll also add a Taser with that package. And also, there's like a yearly fee for the data storage on their site.
So, no clue. I want to say it was
in the neighborhood of like $7,000 a year per officer, that included the Taser, the camera, warranty, free maintenance on the equipment, and then all the data storage. It wasn't cheap.
So how was it? $7,000 isn't cheap, especially compared to, say, $300 for a GoPro camera. Mm-hmm. Why do you think there's this big discrepancy?
I really don't know. I mean, a lot of it is paying, for the, privilege or the ability to use their secure site for the data content on the cameras. Because you had a docking station that was, plugged into an Ethernet, or not an Ethernet, internet cable, and it automatically uploaded at the end of your shift. It would upload everything to their secure
website. That's $20 a day, by the way, per officer, right? That's 70. I did the math here. $7,365 into that. That's $20 a day, basically, is what it costs to arm somebody with a camera.
Yeah, it doesn't sound. Yeah, it doesn't sound like much, but you have to consider.
That sounds like a lot.
Well, I mean, if it does, it does if it does to you, but you know, I mean, the fact is that this equipment can be gotten significantly more cheaply.
Yeah.
My question would be how rugged is the Taser stuff, and you know, how it is that they explain that their need for this, this by a factor of 20, you know, more they're charging here, 20 times as much.
No, I don't know about how rugged cameras are. I mean, I wore it for a month. I didn't have any problems with it. The Taser made by Taser that I had when I started, I carried it the full 10 years I was there. It never had to do anything but change the battery. So it held up well, if that tells you anything. 10 years, I mean, 10 years of service, that's, you know, getting wet.
So you were the guinea pig for this, but you said you were formerly an officer, so you no longer are with the department?
Right, I left in April.
Why is that? What happened?
A lot of different reasons. I was burnt out on being, you know, doing patrol. I was on patrol. I did patrol work.
How long? How many years with that department?
Ten years. From 2010.
With that department, was it your first one, or were you elsewhere prior to that?
It was. Yeah, it was my first start.
Why burnout? Why were you feeling that way?
You're only 20, you're only 10 years away from retirement, right?
Yeah, and the pension, it's not that great. I mean, it's half your pay. You leave with half your salary, so it's
but a lot of times, and half your pay
sounds good to me.
Yeah, it sounds really awesome.
Nothing.
It would have ended up being like about 26-27K a year, or you know.
I could live on that.
You could move to Mexico and live like a king there for that. Yeah.
I know, but
why the burnout? I mean, why?
It's tough to be a cop now, you know. I mean, I got some libertarian views myself, and it's just tough to be treated the way we get treated on the street. And then, you know, a lot of times back in the building, the administration treats you almost as bad as you get treated on the streets, because you know they're they got to protect themselves. So it just gets tough. And I mean,
what are you doing now? What are you doing for a living? What is your goal?
I work for an energy company operating a pipeline.
Cool, man. Thanks. And congratulations for moving over into the productive world, although it's always good to have liberty-minded cops out there. But
right.
I can understand why it would really wear on you. And thanks for calling tonight and sharing your thoughts with us here, John. I really appreciate it. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE.
It's really mature to know that, you know, like, you're burnt out. And I think that one of the problems with sort of the pension and the early retirement as far as police go and that sort of thing is that, well, they're tempted to stay in even when they know themselves they're not qualified, right? Like that guy thought to himself, he had to make a long, hard decision as to whether or not he was going to leave the force.
Right. Can I put up with this for 10 more years?
Right. And, you know, a lot of people in government work say, yep, I'm going to put up with it. And they just get surly, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is why government bureaucrats they're not known for their pleasant dispositions. Not to say that they're all mean or anything like that. I'm just saying, I think every one of them knows that they're not known for that. And I suspect that a lot of it has to do with the really great pensions that they're offered. This stuff doesn't exist in the free market. Pensions are nearly a thing of the past inside of the free market, and it's, I think that it offsetting their pay, because essentially that's what they're doing. You're offsetting their pay into the future, saying that we're going to take care of you into the future, but you're giving them money in exchange for working.
Right.
So, you know, I think that what this does is it just puts the, you know, person who otherwise wouldn't be doing the job, it forces them, you know, in their own mind, it forces them to stay and when they wouldn't otherwise.
So you can share your thoughts. He was commenting on a discussion we had in a lot of detail last night. We had Virgil Viduva on the show. He's from truthvoice.com, and he had the list of 5 reasons why you should not support police having cameras. I reluctantly support them, given that I agree with Virgil's reasons. Like, you know, these could be and very well may be turned into a kind of a spy network, or at least, you know, the next tentacles of that already existing spy network, because obviously you've got these roadside cameras that exist in a lot of places. New Hampshire isn't one of those places, but there are, you know, Florida, I saw those things every 3 times a mile on the interstate.
Sure.
And so they definitely know where you are already, but I think the cameras also are a good thing because it helps keep people accountable. As long as the cop doesn't turn it off, and we have seen already, we've seen examples of where, you know, the cop hadn't turned it off, like the guy that he shot to death for having headphones. The cop shot to death for having headphones.
Yeah.
That was caught on a cop's camera. Were there any other angles at that? I don't know. I haven't looked detailed into that particular story, but it was the one that the cop had recorded that went big. And so I think there is still value there. It is a double-edged sword, however. Our toll-free number is 855-453. If you want to join us here, more about Reason and the federal targeting of Reason Magazine.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome. Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got... Actually, we don't have Skype. I'm used to saying we have Skype, but we do not. Right now, you cannot connect with us on Skype. You'll have to call in or come down to the studio if you're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We got an open seat here tonight to many of the special guest speakers with whom we will likely be speaking over the week.
Oh, yeah.
Not all of them are here at this point. It's the first evening of Porkfest.
There are many people who have great stories to tell how they came about the ideas of liberty. I remember, finding one year Katie McCall, who was just a midwife in California that wanted to help women give birth the way they wanted to give birth. And something went wrong at one of the births that she was at, and I don't think she had even touched the woman because of the situation, and somehow she got a felony conviction over it. And it's
in California.
Yeah, in California, yeah. And it's fascinating to hear these stories about how people come to the ideas of liberty, because, you know, many of them, it's because they came full force, the government came full force against them.
Yep, you're welcome to join us here toll-free from Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2015 edition, the 12th annual. We're going to continue with the story about Reason.com being cracked down upon by the government courts and the Justice Department here in moments.
I am really excited about a new advertiser we have called Purse. What they allow you to do is to use Bitcoin on their site to purchase things through Amazon at up to, get this, this is really important, up to 25%, in some cases even more than 25%. But 25% is a pretty reasonable number that you can get off of your purchases using purse.freetalklive.com.
Generally, 25% is the maximum when you join the site for the first time, and then once you get a couple, I think, sales under your belt, they'll open it up and you can go up higher. I've had as much as 33% off.
Yeah, it's you got to be ready to wait on a number like that.
The higher the number, the longer you will likely have to wait, but you can get it. It's possible. 20 right. or 25, I always get that.
Right, that's
that
pretty consistent, and that's pretty quick. As all you have to do is go to purse.freetalklive.com and sign up, and we will get a commission on every one of your purchases after that. Because
a very, very small one.
Yeah, they're excited. Yeah, it is small. They're excited about Free Talk Live, and we're excited about Purse, because we were talking about them before we had even talked to them. So, yeah, that's what I'm excited about. So it's purse.freetalklive.com. Get 25% off on your Amazon purchases. I'm going to stick with saying 25% off, even though you've gotten 33 in the
up
past.
Up to and beyond. I mean, it just depends.
Up to and beyond 25% off.
What are you willing to put up with? You know, how long are you willing to wait? 20 to 25%. I've gotten things bought within 24 hours easily.
There you go. So just go there and sign up. Even if you don't have your Bitcoins right now, I'm going to tell you how to get some here shortly. As a matter of fact, you can do it through their website too, I believe.
This is a killer app for Bitcoin. I mean,
it's
there's
the
nothing
app
like this out there that I know of. No discount this deep exists when you're buying with Bitcoin.
Purse.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to the phones here. Your calls and thoughts. Also more about the Reason freedom of speech attack here in moments. Linda is listening in South Carolina to WTMA in Charleston. Hello, Linda.
Hi, guys.
Linda.
I have missed you guys like you wouldn't believe.
You're a longtime caller of Free Talk Live to the Saturday edition, but
yeah,
now
thank you, Linda.
Now in Charleston there, we're on an AM station that actually takes us on both Saturday and Sunday nights.
Sweet!
So even though we're no longer on FM in Charleston, we're heard twice as often. So welcome back. Go
I'm
ahead with your thoughts.
So glad to have you guys back. It's been too long, but I really hate to call and tell you I've never, ever, in all the ages I have listened to you and followed you, been more disappointed than when you two went through your banter about the threats with the judge, because I appreciate that you can say your feelings and opinions, but if someone even made a threat about shooting a DJ, or, see, I think you're reporters and I think you're everything, because you cover everything. You're so brilliant. And this is the first time in all these ages
Well, yeah. We were bound to disappoint you at some point, Linda. But
well, I haven't even taken a position on this yet, Linda. I'm still sort of.
I thought
deciding.
You agreed with me that those were not threats. What we were reading earlier.
I think it's arguable that they aren't threats, but mm-hmm. I mean, okay. So, what punishment do you think these guys could get? That
someone called Linda? Your station and said one thing about shooting either one of you, or that
they have.
I know that, baby. I know that. I would be there to protect you. And the idea that you would make light of it, and that's how I took it. Maybe I'm wrong. Where you should say, you know, nothing like that's a joke. You scare their families. It's a fear you walk in if you've and you guys have even lived it. You live it every day. You look over your shoulder every day, and you.
Yeah, but when somebody, but Linda, when somebody says, "I want to put you in a wood chipper," I'm sorry,
okay,
I just don't. I don't take that seriously.
Well, you were both brilliant because you did dissect it to a degree, but you didn't say, you know, when they're walking down the steps, or maybe get them out back. You didn't carry weight with that either. You did make you made valid points, except when you hit those two areas, and I think you should have slam dunked them.
Well, Linda, I appreciate the critique. Thank you for the call tonight. I mean, it's just inevitable. The longer you listen to Free Talk Live, the more likely something we say, one of us will say, will upset you. I feel like, you know, there were a couple of things that kind of skirted the line of being threats, and I can see why, again, people would take that seriously, but on the other hand, I don't really feel like they really crossed that line.
Well, so here's what I think.
We're talking about the Reason commenters, by the way, that posted on Reason.com.
Yeah, we should mention that. There's some threats there of...
alleged threats.
Suggesting that in the future, judges like this will be taken out in the outback and shot, and instead they should be put in wood chippers, and, you know, just this sort of internet banter. Okay, so first off, I think that the police probably will and should talk to these people, but I don't know what punishment we're going beyond that. I don't think that there should be a punishment beyond that for sort of writing hyperbolic, upset things on the internet.
The only reason why the police would go and talk to somebody is if they're investigating them to charge them with a crime.
The Secret Service have gone and talked to people who have made threats against the president and not arrested them. There have been many incidences of that, so that's not exactly correct when you say that.
Mm-hmm. But they want to go there and ask questions and
they
have
do.
That person talk them into a crime. Like, if they don't have enough to charge them with, they're going there for the express purpose of learning more about this person and what they believe, and hoping that they blab some other thing that they can actually charge them with, hoping that they lie to them, for instance, so they can charge them with lying to a federal agent. They're not just going to have a chat. I mean, there's never anything innocent like
what's
that.
What's not getting mentioned here is this, the, you know, this judge, in many, I mean, like, by a lot of people's estimation, really stepped over the bounds of what a judge does and acted.
How?
Well, she, I mean, appeared to completely side with the prosecution, even in sentencing, going beyond what the prosecution asked for.
That's completely legal.
It's. I'm not talking about what's legal here. We're talking about what threats are.
Okay.
Right? I mean, this judge sentenced this guy to life when the prosecution asked for 25 years.
And? What's that have to do with the threats?
She didn't give him a fair trial. I mean, for God's sakes, it's not like judges have never been killed over unfair trials before. I'm not suggesting it. I'm not asking for it. I'm just saying, when justice is not reachable, people start revolutions.
All right, there's more on the way here. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, and we are extra live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2015.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia? It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are Free Talk Live, and you may join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We don't have Skype tonight, so don't try that. That won't work. 855-450-FREE is the only option to get in touch with us while we're in the woods of northern New Hampshire. In the beautiful White Mountains, nestled within them is Rogers Campground, New Hampshire's largest of all of its campgrounds, and it's going to need every square foot, because there are going to be over 1,500 liberty-minded people who will be packed in here. The campsites, the camping areas sold out. There's the RV zone in which you can camp normally with, you know, regular tents. There's a few spaces left there, from what I understand. I don't know how many, maybe a few dozen. So it's not too late for you to get up here. It's not too late for you to join the fun. It's just getting started. Tonight's the first night of several. We'll be here for 7 nights, and it's always fun to be here with the studio audience, people who have actually taken time out of their schedule, out of the, there's always something going on across from us, nearby, Agora Alley, of course, lots of great vendors, and it's all in a celebration of freedom. It's great to be here. You can join us. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, and Mark, we've been talking about the Reason magazine debacle, where they have been threatened. They have been threatened by the federal government that you have to hand over information about certain people who've been commenting on your posts. So it's, I guess it's nice to know that the prosecutors are spending their time reading all the comments on the Reason Magazine website here, because otherwise they wouldn't have known about these relatively obscure, I don't consider them overt threatening, but then again, I'm not quite as sensitive to this kind of thing. Mark, you have been, what you believe, threatened by somebody online, and...
Both been threatened. You just don't ever take it seriously.
I just don't take it that seriously, but, you know, I can understand why somebody would.
You've been threatened by many people many times, and you don't take it seriously.
And are you taking this seriously? Because you have taken these online threats seriously, even though, you know, they're not really worded as a direct threat.
Against this judge?
Yeah.
No, what I take this is people who are rattling their swords for a revolution.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of people out there that want to see a violent revolution, and you know, maybe they think that's the only way to get to the changes they want to see. And what they're trying to do is they're signaling, right? Like, you know, animals signal their behavior all the time. They're signaling that they want, you know, this revolution. They want to find other people who want it. When you want to have a revolution, you can't do it on your own.
They could very well be undercover agents as well, who are actually trying to gin up people talking about violence, right? Like, one of these posters on Reason.com may very well turn out to work with the FBI, and they're in there sort of throwing out the red meat of, we ought to shoot these guys! And then just to see who puts comments after that saying, yeah, right on, count me in, you know, that kind of thing. So the whole thing may have been a setup to begin with.
Right, and, you know, like, when it comes to a threat, the wording of it is really important. Linda called in the last hour or last segment, and mm-hmm. she was upset with us. She didn't think we handled it right, as far as, you know, talking about it on air. And you know, that's, you know, here on Free Talk Live, you're welcome to call in at 855-453.
Yeah, please take us to task.
Yeah, and you know, tell us where we're wrong. But I mean, so for instance, the one person who said that there's a special place in hell reserved for people, judges like this, or mm-hmm. you know, government bureaucrats that have abused their power and this sort of thing, I can't take that one very seriously. That's just a statement that in a place that this person believes exists that no one has managed to prove so far, you know, government bureaucrats that abuse their power will get a special place. One would assume that a special meaning a worse than a bad place. Worse than eternal torture. You know, I mean, I can't take that particularly seriously. So it's sort of a gamut. How do I, you know, a prism here. Which mm-hmm. one do I take? And I don't know. I don't know which of these I believe is the full-on threat. But I do believe that people feel threatened. And that's the reason that they're upset. The government is an agency, at its core, is an agency of force.
Well, and that explains why they see these things as threats, because that's what they do, right? So they're of the mindset of to threaten people. That's how they do their business. You either do what they say or they hurt you.
So the government, they is the government in this case?
Yeah, I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear. They being the courts, the Justice Department. These guys live by the sword, and so they see everybody with a sword out there, right? Like, even if it's just a comment on Facebook, a comment on the Reason.com commenting system, they see this as a severe, serious threat. I don't think that, you know, I don't doubt that they take this seriously.
Right, but this wasn't the most clear of threats. Like, I'm a go to courthouse and a shoot a dis judge, right? Like, it wasn't that. It was something less than that in all of these cases.
It was more like a fantasy threat, if you will. Like, yeah. This is something they wanted to see happen in the future, that they hope probably happens in the future, but they didn't necessarily say they would be the ones who would do it.
And I'm not rooting for these people. I'm not saying that, you know, they're doing the right thing or anything like that. I just don't think that warming a jail cell, which is all I expect to come from a visit from the police,
yes,
warming a jail cell is really the best thing for everybody in this circumstance. What this does is it just pushes down people's, you know, protest of this situation, because the people here are upset because they believe that justice was not brought, that they looked at this case, and I don't either. I think
you're talking about the Ross Ulbricht case, which is what this is all about, the Silk Road case involving the man who created a website to allow people to buy and sell drugs.
Yeah, I think that this judge, from everything I could see, clearly was trying her very best to get whatever, for whatever reason, to make sure that Ross Ulbricht spent the rest of his life in prison. And
yeah.
I think that, from what I could tell, she did not allow the defense to put on the defense that they wanted to put on.
Nope.
She disallowed the information that two of the policing officers, one Secret Service, one Department of Homeland Security? Was that what it was?
Secret Service and DEA.
One DEA officer, one Secret Service officer were arrested in conjunction with this. So, you know, much of the evidence that the defense wanted to put up, they weren't allowed to because this judge wouldn't let them. And I feel like if you're going to put somebody in prison for the rest of their life, they should be able to have a pretty liberal, hand as far as their defense goes. This isn't supposed to be fair. It's not fair. The prosecutor isn't facing life in prison. If it was fair, the prosecutor would face life in prison against Ross Ulbricht, and the prosecutor doesn't. So don't pretend like the court case is supposed to be fair between the prosecution and the defense. It shouldn't be. What it should be is a way to determine whether a person is guilty or not.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts and go first to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live, Ralph.
I was, shaken over what happened over there in South Carolina in a black church, okay, with this,
yes, horrible.
With this individual who went to the house of God, and this is not no threat. He did call it out as an unspeakable act of evil, okay, and you would have think that Obama would have been able to rise to the occasion and to bring this country together, but no, the man is a huge disappointment.
Well, how is Obama going to do? I'm sorry, look, I'm not somebody who comes to Obama's defense, as much as I would anyone else, but how is, sir, can we have a conversation? Are you just going to shout about Barack Obama? I would like to have a conversation with you about this. You're blaming Barack Obama for the shooting in South Carolina?
Well, no, I'm not blaming him, okay? But this man always finds the opportunity, being the opportunist that he is, to take advantage of a situation which it was not even a media person
when
who
you
asked
say,
him a question
Ralph,
about this.
Ralph, wait a minute. Ralph, when you say,
he made a comment.
Too much shouting, not enough conversation. Ralph, look. When you say that he's taking advantage of it, you mean he's for political purposes speaking
exactly.
He's a president. They all do that.
All politicians
all
do that.
Everyone,
Democrat and Republican, are going to use this.
In this case, he would bring up, he would inflame a situation, not to mention agitate it, to pose an agenda. The agenda here being, taking away your gun.
Well, I'm not worried about that. I live in New Hampshire. You, unfortunately, are in New Jersey. Thank you for the call tonight, Ralph. You've already had your guns taken away, basically.
Some of the worst gun laws in America in New Jersey. No one is upset.
Thanks for the call. Around here, there's people packing heat at this campground. There's probably more people with guns in here than we are aware of. There's some people carrying them openly. Others are concealing here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We continue in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercronius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to GOG.ninja to get your copy of Hypercronius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercronius. GOG.ninja. Code FTL.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heel on Wheels. Wait. Heel on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico Park, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com. or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live as we're live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2015 edition. We've been off and on talking about Reason.com and how they have been threatened by the federal government to hand over details about their website users. And maybe you were one of those users. Well, hopefully you were using something like ProXPN, for instance, to make sure that you were as protected as you possibly could be online. It's an important step that you can take, and I would recommend that you try it. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get signed up there and get started for free, whether you're on Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. They've got an app that it's easy to set up and connect to. And then once you're connected, they will be encrypting your internet connection. And they're global. It's a global virtual private network, so you can choose the server when you get their premium account that you want to connect to. So you can actually make it look like you're in Japan or, you know, that you're in Singapore. Do they have a Tokyo one? There's also...
I think
there's the Netherlands and Prague, and there's a bunch of different
Singapore
locations.
Yep.
So you can go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started. Get your internet encrypted. And also... you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee on their premium account, which is all about $5 per month when you use our discount code of FTL50. Now, you do have to get the annual account to get that 50% off of what is the regular monthly price. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, and when you get their premium account, use code FTL50 to get the special offer. You get private torrenting ability, you can get past regionally blocked websites, unlimited bandwidth, and you get access to all of their servers worldwide. Again, don't forget promo code FTL50 and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Again, that is ProXPN. As we go to your
calls.
Yeah,
if these people who had posted these ill-thought-out posts had used ProXPN, it wouldn't be an issue.
ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits, so ProXPN.com/FTL. But you wouldn't think that you would need to use anonymity systems to post a simple comment. And that's what's happening here, is there are people who've commented on the Reason blog. Now Reason is under federal threat, and ultimately they were under a gag order. That's now been lifted, so that's why they're now talking about it. But under a federal threat to hand over information about their website's users. And this is, you know, if this is successful, whatever this results in, if this results in people being prosecuted, in my opinion, that's going to be a huge chilling effect on freedom of speech. Freedom of speech online. This is a very important case, and it's the first time that Reason.com has ever received such a subpoena from any arm of government. We'll continue with more about that story, but first, John is in Carson City, Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey, John,
judge,
go ahead.
Hi. The judge committed a horrific moral crime when she sentenced an innocent man to life in prison forever.
And by innocent, do you mean he didn't do what he was accused of, or innocent, you mean that he has no moral culpability for what he did?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't even accuse him of anything that is a moral crime. They didn't even charge him with anything that he should have been on trial for.
Okay.
So she committed a pretty horrific crime by sentencing him to life in prison. Now, this week we've had another horrific crime, even worse. This guy, Dylan Roof, apparently, went on a spree killing. Now, if you look at the internet now, I'm sure you're going to find thousands of people who are coming up with creative ways for Dylan Roof to die. But are the feds going to investigate those threats? Of course not.
No way. Of course not.
Of course not. And they're not taking, they don't really take these threats seriously. They're just using it as a excuse to try to shut up places like Reason and, other venues where people are talking against the government.
Yeah, to some extent, this certainly is,
stifles, a double standard for sure.
Stifles speech. Not to say that I consider threats to be part of free speech, but it does say, to people who would otherwise be involved in the conversation, get out of the conversation. I think that people should temper their language in these circumstances, but, ultimately, people get upset and they say silly things.
John, anything else you want to share tonight?
There was one other thought I had. Considering what happened to Reason, it makes me think of the fact that Mises.org was named in Ross Ulbricht's indictment. So it seems to me that it's very likely that the Fed would have gone to Mises.org for information about their users, and I just haven't heard anyone talk about that yet.
Thanks for the call tonight, John. Appreciate it. Maybe they're still under lock and key. Maybe they've gotten a similar subpoena, but they also received a gag order that has not yet been lifted. The Reason folks were able to get their gag order lifted after about 2 weeks of this. And so
with lawyers, probably very, very expensive lawyers doing, some crazy, crazy legal stuff.
I suspect so. So you are welcome to join us here at 855-453. There's more here from the Reason article about this. They're saying it's the first time they've ever been able to talk about this. From press accounts of similar actions at other news publications and social media sites, we know that it's increasingly common for the federal government to demand user information from publications and websites while also stifling their free speech rights with gag orders and letters requesting voluntary confidentiality. Exactly how common this is anyone's guess, and we are currently investigating just how widespread the practice may be. And this is, of course, going to be the good side of this. Obviously, it's a clear attack on freedom of speech and the freedom of the press here. But on the other side, if Reason hadn't been attacked in this way, maybe they never would have done the investigating that they're doing right now to learn more about how often these kind of threats happen, to what sort of organizations are these threats being levied upon. And so, maybe we're going to learn more now than ever before, now that the investigative team over at Reason is, on the case here.
Yeah, I wonder, another aspect of it is what they're asking. I think it's the 13th Amendment that says there will be no involuntary servitude. When the federal government says to Reason, turn over the user information that you have about these people, what they're saying is that we're not going to pay you. You're just going to put your IT team on a job.
Right. And now you're an unemployed or unpaid worker for
employee.
The federal government.
Right. You know, not even an employee because you don't get the rights, and unpaid. It's your serf,
yeah.
Right? And that just, you know, just goes to show that this is how this is. Now, maybe Reason would want to do that. I don't know. I can't speak for them. Maybe they'd want to hunt down these people. That's completely up to them. So, I don't know. I mean, there's another aspect to this.
The federal government's command for information and request for silence ironically came just days after the Supreme Court in Ilonis versus the United States strongly limited the scope of what courts, what counts as a true threat online. In that case, the court voided the conviction of Anthony Ilonis, who had published on Facebook rap lyrics depicting violence against his estranged wife and as a result had been sentenced to 44 months in prison for making threats. The court ruled that context needs to be taken into account when evaluating the true nature of threatening actions being described. Quote,
context is really important.
Federal criminal liability generally does not turn solely on the results of an act without considering the defendant's mental states. Unquote. Unfortunately, that precedent is mostly irrelevant in our case, says Reason. In America, grand juries have almost limitless ability to investigate whatever they want, regardless of whether that investigation has any chance of producing a constitutionally permissible conviction. Grand juries are widely regarded as playthings of ambitious prosecutors who famously are able to indict ham sandwiches, at least as long as those sandwiches aren't police officers accused of brutality, because, of course, those people don't get indicted. Hardly ever for anything. So,
well,
you know,
they do if the prosecutor wants it, though. I mean, there's it's a rare circumstance that a prosecutor wants an indictment and doesn't get it.
So at this point, they are demanding this information. Presumably, Reason has either turned it over or will be turning it over because, again, they're under court threat. If they don't, it's going to be criminal contempt, likely, would be my guess. If you disobey the subpoena of a grand jury, you're likely going to end up with a criminal contempt charge.
That sounds right.
I'm just going out on a limb there. You're welcome to correct me if I'm somehow wrong about that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So far, they've demanded this information. Presumably the information will be or has been turned over to them, and now they are mining and trying to find out whose IP addresses were used and figure out if they can place the blame against somebody for making these comments. Because remember, just because your home's IP address was used doesn't necessarily mean that it was you who left a comment. Maybe it was your son. Maybe it was your brother. Maybe it was your father. Maybe it was
your neighbor.
Open Wi-Fi.
Your Wi-Fi.
Some people don't even have a password on their Wi-Fi. It could have been some guy in the van across the street. You know, you don't know. But they're going to come after the person whose name is on the account, and that person is going to take the fall, whatever fall there is going to be the take on this. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is really scary news. It's Free Talk.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.